apologize that I'm late, you'll forgive me that we're not going to sing a little bit before, just because of the hour. I'd like to get on this a little bit and talk a little bit. It's more or less a continuation from yesterday, and I think this is very, very important, very, very, very fundamental, this idea in our journey, each and every one of us, as we said yesterday, the journey of the Yom Noraim, the journey of Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim and Sukkot, included in Sukkot, is really building our relationship with Hashem. That's what it comes down to. Building our relationship with Hashem. Understanding what my relationship with Hashem is. Understanding relationships in general, which is, I think, where I want to focus on. Which I think is where it gets a little bit confusing for someone. It can become confusing because this model of... And I'm going to try and backtrack. I'd love to really get keep it open if we can with any questions, and I'll try. I want to, the forum of the shiur usually is not like that, but I really would like to try and do that in this case. I'm going to present a little bit what I think is very important for our development in any relationship. I think that's the key. In any relationship that somebody is going to have, the relationship that I am going to be focusing on to compare the relationship with Hashem, the relationship I'm going, which is a little bit not fair, that I'm going to use this relationship because... you guys are not familiar with this relationship. Some of you are. Is going to be the relationship of marriage. The ani ledodi, vedodi li, I'll call it, is an equal relationship, so to speak. Oh. An equal relationship. A father and a son is not for now. I don't want to talk about the relationship so much of father-son, Av and Ben. I think that's a little bit more complex. I think it's more complex, the father-son, which I think we're going to talk about on No Mic Monday. Remind me that I'd like to talk about the father-son relationship on Monday. No Mic, this is a little bit maybe part of that, because all relationships have similarities. All relationships, and the main part of a relationship that has similarities is the fact, one, not the main part of it. One of the dynamics that a relationship has is that there are two people involved. Two people involved. That's how you have a relationship. Now, obviously, you could have a relationship with your phone. You could have a relationship with your ChatGPT, right? Don't they have that now? They have where, you know, you could press. Someone showed me you could press on your ChatGPT, like, do you want me to be your therapist? Do you want me to, like, act as the, I don't know, as a, what's it called? Yeah, what'd you say? I didn't say it. What'd you say? It is crazy. It's a little bit crazy. It could be very helpful. I'm not an anti AI ChatGPT. It's not for now. But there are, Miles, yeah, okay.
Is that considered a relationship?
Oh, that's what I was saying. Very good. That was my point. A relationship, because I was saying a relationship is with two people. So you could have a relationship with something else, but, right, you could have a relationship with an animal, with a dog, you have a relationship with anything in a certain way. I'm talking about the relationship that Hashem made in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's in the Holy of Holies is a man and a woman, or two, right? There's a man and a woman. The ultimate relationship is man, yeah, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies. That's what's there, on the Kruvim. On the Kruvim is a boy and a girl. That's the hardest relationship that a person in a certain way is going to have. It's a challenging relationship, but it's the relationship which is the most powerful relationship. It's the most powerful relationship is a husband and a wife, is a chassan and a kala, a husband and a wife. And the dinyan that I want to use is that dinyan between us and Hashem. And why do I want to use that? The reason I want to use that, and then I want to hear from all of you, the reason I want to use that dinyan is because I think one of the difficulties that happens when we come to a relationship is the fact of interdependence. There's dependency, there's independence, and there's interdependence. Dependency means what? That my existence depends on you. Your existence depends on me. I need you. I need you. I can't do it by myself. Independence is what? I don't need anyone. I don't need you. I could do it by myself. Interdependence is taking two independent people and merging them, synergizing them together. One plus one, which equals more than two. How many people can carry a Bensie Newman, everybody? Talk about working in, not working out. Right? Bensie Newman, what's the pshat? The pshat is if Bensie Newman can lift 500 pounds, and then you take another Bensie Newman and you put him next to you, so you don't just lift 1,000 pounds, you could lift 2,000 pounds or whatever. More than one plus one. Why? What's the pshat? That's called synergy. Synergy isn't that there's me and there's you and us together we can do something great. It means me and you together can do something even greater than the sum of the both of us. Now, when it comes to one's relationship with Hashem, I'm going to now move into the relationship with Hashem. One of the challenges of the relationship with Hashem, or the challenge with the relationship with anyone, but I'm just going to shift to Hashem to see the contrast, is that it's hard to say interdependence, right? It's very hard to say, wait, Hashem needs me, that I exist without Hashem. Because the natural thing is to say that what? That Anochi Afar Ve'efer. Did you post marriage counseling? You posted, you didn't post it. Okay. What were we going to say? Right? The difficulty that people have in marriage is the difficulty of becoming independent. As I say, Shalom Bayis. Yosef, have you ever heard this from me? Right? Shalom Bayis means buy house, leave, go get a job, be busy becoming independent. And the other spouse does the same. It's having, now what's a harder relationship? What's a harder, deeper, more complex relationship? A dependent relationship or an interdependent relationship? Yeah? Interdependent. Why? That's the reason why most partnerships don't last. If you look it up, most partnerships don't last. Why? Because it's very difficult to have two strong-minded people have respect for each other and be able to be humble, be able to work together. It's either my way or the highway, or my voice doesn't exist. The power of a healthy, incredible relationship, and that's why I'm being Madama, a husband and a wife, not a father to a son. A different relationship which we will talk about, because ultimately, parenthetically, hopefully you'll be zocha that when you get older and you get older, you might be able to have an even relationship with your father. And your father will treat you, and being a great father is not about pulling rank, as we all know. It's not do as I say because I'm the father, because I'm paying the mortgage and it's my house. It's when there's a respect and there's an interdependence. But back to marriage, because I think that marriage is much easier, especially in our generation, just want to say it. Because old school generation, and still in cultures that exist now, I'm not going to mention any cultures, but we know different cultures where the husband is the dominant and the wife is the secondary. Not an equal relationship. Baruch Hashem, I think, whatever, we exist in a time where it's simple, that the relationship is, right? Anyone who learned Yevamos? Some of the chevra here have learned Yevamos, right? The first mission is what? Right. What, you guys learn Yevamos. What is that? You're allowed to marry. It used to be you're allowed to marry more than one wife. So that's not so equal. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin. You can marry more than one person. So that's not equal. You could have Yaakov Avinu had four. Now, if you think about it, okay, this is getting into a little bit of a no mic money, but I'll just say it's dumb. Avram had Sarah, only wanted Sarah. Yitzhak only wanted Rivka. I saw this shot once, Rabbi Bloomberg. But at the end of the day, they really just wanted to have. It was really, even though the Torah allows for more than one wife, but the essence and the way it's supposed to be really is Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka, and Yaakov and Rachel. Whatever happened, that it was niskagel that there were more wives, but the way it's supposed to be is learning how to be interdependent.
So why
is back, everybody. You can't. Yeah. Just, Simcha Blasker can ask that question like that and just come up. Yeah, okay, that's a good question. I think that we're a little bit blessed. We're a little bit blessed that we don't have that. We're not in that world.
They
so much.
Thought there was possible to have that many.
I mean, it was, but you see that you see how many problems it caused. That let's just talk about Avram and Yaakov. That was a major. That's why it's called Etzara. There's a reason why Yitzhak and Rivka is just Yitzhak and Rivka. Yaakov's whole lot of the issues that went on with the brothers and everything is really was based on more than one wife. So the ultimate... What? Okay, good. I like that, Akiva. Okay, we'll say that. Good, I like that. I believe that they had an interdependent relationship, and I love that. I love that question, and we'll be my ayin. No, I love that question. It's a great question. It's a great question. I believe that they did. I believe we will learn about it when we get to Bereishis, and we'll talk about it. But one thing you know, Akiva, and one thing we all know is that what we want to have in our marriages is to have an amazing, beautiful, interdependent relationship. Now.
What's the difference between what's going to be like a sign of difference in an interdependent relationship and a dependent
relationship? Okay, whether you're independent and whether you have your own mind. Whether you have your... thank you. Great, great segue to what we're talking about. I have my own mind. I have my own emotions. I go to my own... I do my own therapy. I have my focus on life, where I'm headed. I have my opinions. Okay. When it's dependent... Okay, good, Donnie, good. This is what I want. When it's dependent, it's going to be much less of an I. It's much more focused on you. Much more focused on you. Now, codependence is where we get into trouble, because when a person grows up where he has no I, and he was told, and you grow up in a culture where who asked you, I should feel this way. I should act like this. This is what I have to do. This is what you're supposed to do. You can't have a mind of, you can't ask that question. Don't ask that question. You can't have any sphakis of anything. You're not allowed to do this. When you grow up in a very dominant, dependent situation, which is a segue to what we'll talk about on Monday, of a father-son, where I don't give you independence, and I give you, right? Hagadol ha-soymech al, the Gemara says, someone who's a gadol who soymech al shulchan aviv, if you're older and you rely on your father, you are called a katan. Why? Because I'm dependent. So Hashem doesn't want us to be dependent. Hashem wants us to be independent. And the challenge of that relationship with us and Hashem is that interdependence. So it comes Elul, and it comes Rosh Hashanah, and it comes Yom Kippur, and how do I balance my relationship with Hashem where I exist? Where I exist, as we said last night, so some of the chevra we were talking, right? The tzaddikim say you have to have in your pocket, and then I want to hear from you guys. In one pocket you have to have b'shvili nivra olam, which means the whole entire world is created for me. In the other pocket you have to have what? Anoichi afra ve'efer. So which one do you have more dominant? Do you have Bishvili Nivra Olam and I'm an ego person? Or do I have, I'm a humble, humble, humble guy? It's not either or. It's not extremes. That's where it becomes difficult. It becomes extremes. Either I, it's all about me, or it's all about you. A healthy relationship is learning the balance. The problem with Hashem, this is the challenge with Hashem, is that Hashem is the same exact relationship. It's called Ratzo Vishav. I'm close, and then I'm far. I'm close, and then I'm far. I'm dependent, I'm independent. I'm strong myself, I need Hashem. I have an aliyah, I could do, as one of my rabbeim used to tell me, your aliyah is a yerida, and your yerida is an aliyah. Rabbi Cherny. An aliyah is a yerida, and yerida is an aliyah. What does that mean? It means my highs are really lows, and my lows are really highs. Why? Because when I'm alone, and I don't have Hashem, and I don't feel like I have Hashem, and I have to then check in to myself and find my resources, and I whatever it might be, that might be building myself. And when I'm doing so well and everything's so smooth, right? I love the question when people, you know, and myself, been there, done that a million times, not a million times, many times where, right, a person davens, has a davening, Rosh Hashanah, he has a davening 2 days, especially the fact that Hashem made it 2 days. How incredible is that? That it's like 2 days. If there would be one Yom Tov that I would pick not to be 2 days, it would be Rosh Hashanah. Right? Like, let's just like have 20, let me try like focus for 24 hours. It's almost like Yom Kippur would be easier, 48 hours, which is supposed to be also, Yom Kippur is really supposed to be also. The Amshin of a Rebbe actually fasts both, I mean, he fasts 3 days. But why? It's like the focus is pretty easy. Rosh Hashanah is so complex. It's like imagine having the Ibr Yar being, okay, Hashem had a, right, Ibr Yar El, right, a double, this year's a double El, right, okay. So Hashem knew that would be too much. But what's the pshat? The pshat is because to develop this healthy relationship with Hashem, how many people go to marriage counseling? How many people need to go to marriage counseling? It's great to go to marriage counseling. Not because there's a problem, because I want to learn how to have a relationship with a being that is different than me. And a woman is different than a man. That was a good one. And God is not human. So if God was a human, maybe that's why they do Yashka. Maybe that's the pshat. I just thought about that right now. Maybe that's why they do Yashka. The reason they do Yashka is because it's much easier to have a relationship with a man. I just thought about that now. Ken Zion, I'll have to ask. Manyan. It could be Mamash just fell to me right now. Could be that that's why they do that. And that's why, by the way, there are shilas of whether Christianity is avodah zarah. No, less man de pulig, I think. You'll correct me, Rabbi Bloomberg, if I'm wrong. Less man de pulig. Nobody argues that Islam is monotheism. That's one of the reasons they say you don't have to be, right, get rid of the Muslims in Eretz Yisrael. There's a chiv to destroy avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael. The Muslims are not avodah zarah. However, there are those who hold that Christianity is avodah zarah, so it makes sense. Why? Because it's a person. If I'm worshiping a person, maybe the pshat is it's much easier to be in a religion where it's a person. But for me to develop a relationship with God, it's very hard, very difficult. Now, what's the first step? And then I'll go to you guys. I know I keep on saying that, but this is good. Who had their hand up? Mayor? Someone else had their hand? Oh, and Tani. Let me just say this last thing. Actually, you know, you go. Go. One of Tani, Mayor, one of you. Okay, go, Tani. Thank you. Mayor Younger, everybody. Great to have you back. Yeah.
When you were saying with the olives?
Yeah.
Abraham also had a hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yitzchak was blind, so he was true dependent.
What do you mean? Yeah, I'm not saying I was dependent. I'm saying his relationship. Alice's relationship with his wife.
That's you mean independent?
No, correct. And Yaakov had Bilhah, Zilpah, and Leah. The point is, they ultimately, the only reason Avram had Hagar is because he couldn't have children with Sarah.
But afterwards he was.
Yeah, in Echanami. No, you're right. I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying in what they wanted, in what the way Allah b'machshava tchila, The way it really was meant to be was Avram and Sarah. The only reason Hagar came in was not because lechatchila I want another wife. It was because, yeah, Yaakov the same. Yaakov just wanted Rachel. He didn't want Leah. So he then ended up with Rachel, Leah, because of, and Bilhah and Zilpah, because they couldn't have children. Okay. But I don't want to get lost in that so much. I really want to focus on, that's why Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in my humble opinion, is so complex. Because it's a relationship with Hashem. It's Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. It's standing on Rosh Hashanah, and it's good to talk this out. Because Rosh Hashanah, we eat and we drink, and there's a bitachon, and Chazal talk about that I'm confident, and you this, and I'm supposed to be like this. At the same way, I'm being judged whether I'm going to live or die. I mean, come on, that's not fair. That's not fair. How could you do that to me? If you told me, okay, you're going to live in, and you're going to court, right? As the Chazal talk about that. So go with sackcloth and go and walk around. Okay, I hear that. But Hashem wants me to be independent. Hashem wants me to have an opinion. Hashem wants me to blow shofar. Hashem wants me to say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach. Hashem wants me to be me. And He wants me to have my Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Hashem wants me to exist so strong and so well. And Hashem wants me to be so amazing. Maishi.
Yeah. Could be I'm missing something.
Yes.
But like,
this is sheer two. It's part two, so it could be. We had part one.
My view of Judaism and God is like this basic level of holiness. And like a relationship thing. What's like the good of Shai Kippur?
Exactly. That's a great... So that's the question. What is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The holidays and the Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are central beyond the most powerful. Again, every Yom Tov has its power. The Yom Noirayim, they say the story of the guy who walked into an inn and he heard the guy talking to his chevron and saying, these 2 months, it was a business meeting. These 2 months, if we kill it during these 2 months, I mean, I'm sure he didn't say that, it wasn't now, back in the day, and he was saying, if these 2 months you guys get to work and do your business, you can make money for the whole entire year. You don't have to work the whole entire year. Because these 2 months, you can make money for the whole year. And the tzaddik turned to his chassidim, to his talmidim, The Rosh Yeshiva turned to his Talmidim, the Rebbe turned to his Chassidim. I don't know what the story, what really went down. And what did he say? He said, that's Elul and Tishrei. These 2 months, Maishi, are so powerful in my development. It's like when a person gets married, says, okay, I'll wait to develop my relationship with my wife in the 4th year of marriage, in the 7th year of marriage. But the first couple of years, I'm going to take it slow. I'm going to take it easy. There's something called Shana Rishona. Why? Because it's when you develop, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's when I'm developing my relationship with someone. It's like telling someone, I'll be a good father when my kid is 18 years old. No. If you don't take care of your child from the time that your child is in the mother's womb, and you don't develop your child from day one, it makes a major, major impact. The months of Elul and Rosh Hashanah are very, very, very strong. Yeah?
It's hard to use Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as a constant relationship because on paper it seems like the most transactional.
This is part two, correct. But it is. But it's a relationship.
I'm saying Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur specifically, why would you look at it as transactional? It's not as like a relationship problem. It feels like the least.
Correct. That's correct.
You're saying that.
But it's not true. But it's not true. It's the most. It's not true. Because if Judaism is not transactional, and Judaism is a relationship of me and Hashem, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Elul, is about me getting to know myself, getting to know where I fit in the picture, and that's what's difficult in a relationship, because codependence, which a lot of us are... suffer from. The codependence means I don't exist. I don't exist. and only He exists. Or I exist, but the only way that I can exist is if He doesn't exist. That's called either, that's terrible, that's dependence, as opposed to I exist and Hashem exists. And how can I exist in Hashem's world? And not only that, it's the love that Hashem created you. That Hashem created you. What's that new song? I love that song by Bauman. What's his name?
Gay
Bauman. What's the song? What's the name? What?
Heaven knows me.
Heaven. I was listening to that song the other day, walking to Yeshiva. I was listening to that song, very emotional. Hashem knows my name. He knows my pain. He knows he chose you, and he dreams. And that was my chiddush. Someone showed me. Yehuda Lehrfeld showed me the day after. There's a letter from Shlomo Karbach. He showed me a whole letter because I said, like, can't tell. It was the first time I heard it that Hashem dreams. Could be I saw it somewhere once. That Hashem dreamed that we're Allah b'machshava. That Hashem actually like thought of you and put you in your family and gave you your father. He gave you your mother. He put you at this place of your family. He gave you the way exactly you look. He gave your whole life ahead of you. He mounted God, Hashem, in Hashem's mind. Hashem thought of me. Hashem thinks of me. And not only just on me. We're B'nai B'chayri Yisrael. Hashem thinks of every you know, human being, every, I don't know, some human being wherever in Africa, I don't know what's going on, that Hashem cares. V'rachamav al-kol ma'asav, that Hashem has rachamim, and us, Klal Yisrael, that we are the ones who proclaim, we are the most independent. Hein am levadad yishkoim. We're the most independent. We don't depend on anyone. The whole controversy now, the whole anti-Semitism now, right? If I'm an American, I don't know, it's not a conversation now. I don't know, why are we sending aid to Israel? Okay, I'm not getting into, okay, we're allies and it's good. I'm not getting into politically. I'm not saying, I don't know, why am I supporting? The whole thing is Klal Yisrael being independent. Not only are we independent, we're the most influential. We're the most mashpiyim. The most mashpia, the most independent. That's one of the reasons they hate us so much. Because we hire all the workers. And we have them work for us. Hashem wants me to be independent. But at the same time, to be humble. That's the trick. To be a nobody and to say, I walk around like this. And I walk around like this. And ich bin a gornisht, and I'm a nobody, and I'm a nobody, and I'm a nobody. That's no big deal. And to do nothing, and to this, and I'm a this, and I'm a that, and I'm a this. That's not a relationship. You're going to marry someone and have a relationship with somebody who says, no, I can't, I don't know. No, you marry someone, right? You marry someone who's incredible. You marry up. That's what we talk about. You marry someone better than you. You marry someone who's awesome. You marry someone who's incredible. And then you rise and you become incredible. And that's what Hashem wants from us. Hashem's like, you're incredible. It's not like, oh, you did this Avera, oh, I'm going to get you with this Avera. Oh, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. That's an immature relationship. That's immature. These are the things that I'd like us to, that'll bring us close together. These are the things that, and the challenge that we have. Am I explaining this well enough? The challenge that we have is the independence. That's the challenge. I think that's the challenge we have. I think the challenge, I can talk about myself. I think the challenge that I have is the independent, because it's like, how do I differentiate between ego and being, let me ask you guys a question. Moshe Rabbeinu is the quintessential man. You know that? That's what they call him. The quintessential, which means like the ultimate person that somebody can become. I think the Rambam says, is Moshe Rabbeinu. How ironic that Moshe Rabbeinu, whose power, when I think of Moshe Rabbeinu, right, you think of Aaron HaKohen, at least myself. You think of a tzaddik, Aaron HaKohen, Aaron's walking around making shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu, I think of fire and brimstones. That's what I think of. I think of a power. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's the leader of the Jewish people par excellence? the leader of the Jewish people split, maybe it's from the pictures, right, of the splitting the sea, standing up going, wow, like a, you know, and then the sea, bam, who is that? Moses. Maishi, very good. Maishi Hecht, everybody. That power, and how ironic that who's the humblest of them all? Moses. Avram Avinu. This is all from Masil Sharma. I did not make this up myself. Avram Avinu. Big Avram Avinu. That's what he was called. Big Avram Avinu. Powerhouse Avram Avinu. Anoichi Afra Ve'efer. I'm humble. How could that be? David HaMelech. The warrior of all war. Right. David HaMelech, you think he's sitting around like this? He's doing like that? He couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash because he was a Sayeret and killed a lot of people. Whacking everybody. You like that, Momo? Whacking, yeah. No, he wasn't like that. No. Okay, he did that to Goliath. He got that was Bono.
Spoilers.
But the other ones, he's killing everybody. He's the man. Betsy Newman. Betsy Newman. Betsy Newman, you got this big guy, but works in. You work in. I don't care that he works out. I do care that he works out, actually. But you know what I mean? It's great to work out. It's great to be big. It's great to be powerful. Hashem wants you to be powerful. Hashem wants you to build. Hashem wants you to be the man. Hashem wants you to be, yeah. At the same time, there's like this weird thing of like, okay, I got to check in. I got to go into myself. I got to like check myself. But maybe that's where the power is. Maybe the power is searching myself. Elul saying, how can I improve myself? How can my business be a better business? How could my company be a better company? And I don't mean my business and my company. I'm talking about you. As the Ramchal says, taking inventory on yourself. It's not about, oh, I did this wrong, I did this right, you're a good boy, you're a bad boy. That's kindergarten. And we love kindergarten. We love kindergarten. I think I had good experiences in kindergarten. What? What do you mean? Kindergarten, right? It's cute. But you're not in kindergarten. We're not in kindergarten. Kindergarten's great. It's all play. And you better make sure you hang up your coat. And you better make sure this. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to color. You're not going to be able to this. You're not going to that. That's not mature relationships. Okay. Question, comments? Oh, Morty, yeah.
Obviously, it's never
going to
be equal because God is almighty.
Right. There it is.
Right. I'm saying, not asking. I'm not saying it's not equal. How can it be equal if God is almighty?
Of course, it's not equal because we're B'nai Adam and Hashem. But that's what I started off. That's what I said. It is overbearing. It is overbearing. But that's the extreme, I think, that we have to process. It's very easy to say. I'm not equal. Of course I'm not equal. Of course we know Hashem. That's not, I don't think that's the challenge, Morty. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's the challenge. Rabbi Freifeld, Rabbi Bloomberg, Rabbi Freifeld said, I could find it written down, that he says, why in the 60s, they asked him why Navardic never took off in America. Navardic is like, oh, you're a nothing, you're a nobody, you're a nobody, you're nobody. And Slabodka is what took off in America.
Navardic at one point was like the network.
Right, it was everything.
It was everything.
Right. I think even Alta from Slovak was a Talmud a little bit, right? Or that was Kalman, I don't know. But whatever. Yeah. So he said, why didn't it take off in America? Or why didn't it take off in America? So he says, I saw this written. And this he said in the 60s. He says, because in order to be a nobody, which is Navardic, you have to be a somebody. And in America, we're so busy, this is 60, almost 100, so I'm at 80 years ago. We need so badly to pump up that we are a somebody. And we haven't figured out that we're actually a somebody yet. But once you realize that you're so Morty, of course Hashem is everything about that. It's like, of course. But I exist within that. That's, I think, that's a relationship. A great relationship is, where do I stand? And where does the other person stand? Where do I stand? And I think you have to start with, where do I stand? Where do I stand? And I think that that's our avoda now. I think our avoda now is, who am I? Who am I? What are my milas? What are my chesronos? What do I work on? What do I not work on? What do I have to improve? What do I not have to improve? That's developing the I, the me. Okay, let's, yeah, we'll do a, oh, Yosef. Oh, Yosef.
You see this ability for Moshe.
A what?
You see this ability for Moshe.
I think so.
Because Moshe spoke face to face with Hashem.
Right.
That's showing
you. Nice, I like that. Punim, very nice, Yosef. Yosef saying, punim opunim, right? That Hashem, I like that. I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Very nice. That punim opunim, right? That they were equal, whatever that means.
The ability.
Now, obviously, of course, I don't think anybody here is going to become Halavai will be able to become the Navardikas. Halavai will feel so good. Who is that? Rabbi Rucham? I think from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, right? Woe, Simcha, woe to the man who doesn't know his weaknesses, and even more woe to the man who doesn't know his strengths. Why is that? Why is that like? Why is that true? Because it is true. It is true. The power of the individual. That's what it's about.
What?
Yeah.
Why is
that what we're doing? Sure, yeah,
sure. Well, what does that mean that the relationship starts off with where we're at in terms of our relationship with Hashem?
Every relationship starts off with where I'm at. God willing, you'll be on the date. You'll be on your fifth date. Maybe fifth date, fourth date, sixth date. So where are we holding? Drop the shotgun. Everybody who gets married has this conversation. I think so. So where are we holding? So I like you, you like me. Is this getting more serious than just a date? You think we're getting engaged? You think we're getting married? One says, I'm not really sure. One says, yeah. Hopefully they both say, yes, I'm in love with you. This is awesome. So it's the same thing. There's a relationship. So where do I stand? Where do I stand? Again, I'm not going into Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, which we'll get to. We're not up to that yet. But that's a little bit what it is. Where do I stand? Where do I stand within my relationship with Hashem? Where do I stand? That's what I think Elul is about. Where do I stand? Not where Hashem is. Once Rosh Hashanah hits, we'll talk about that. It's about Hashem. Right now during Elul, it's where am I? What are my goals? What are my dreams? Where am I going? Where did I mess up? What do I have to improve? To look in. Rosh Hashanah is not about looking in. Rosh Hashanah is looking at Hashem. That we'll talk about. It's not about looking in. That's not the truth of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is about looking at Hashem. Right now it's about looking at me. Looking at myself. Okay. Yeah? Vinona? And we'll do a quick halacha. And great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. Shkoach Momo. This was sponsored by Momo. Shkoach Momo. Yeah? Or let's go. Do a hello. Okay. Judging a tzaddik. Oh, we did this yesterday. Oh, here's the halacha. Practical halacha for all of us. Talking negatively about someone's inborn traits. This is very, 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 very dangerous. Speech which can cause another Jew to be degraded in the eyes of his peers is Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to talk about someone's inborn traits. You may claim, I'm really not saying anything negative about the person because it's not his fault that he was born this way. For example, this person is not so smart, he's dumb, this person talks a lot, whatever it might be. Such statements can have terrible ramifications. If the spirit, right? Negative remarks about someone's inborn traits, in a sense, is more negative than a behavior. Why? Because someone's behavior, you could give the benefit of the doubt. If someone did something, you could say, like we said yesterday, maybe they did tshuva, maybe they didn't really know that it's usser, maybe this. Once you're talking about someone's inborn traits, when you hear that someone is not smart, the person becomes labeled in your mind as like that. When you label somebody like that, it's very difficult to uproot from someone's mind. Hashem should help each and every one of us. Looking forward to an amazing Shabbos together. Light up tomorrow with today. Have a great first day of the rest of your life.